Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rhema Word with Minister Hamilton. God bless you. We want to thank God for you joining us today. We're going to begin to get into the Word, and I believe that God has something for us today. Many of us need a fresh touch of the Lord. And the Bible, what we're going to be ministering on is faith this afternoon. And there is several scriptures we're going to talk about. We're going to start off with Jude 3. It says, "Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once entrusted to all the saints." My brothers and sisters, God wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. He wants us to abound in all the promises of God through faith. If it's healing, faith must arise. If it's deliverance, we must walk by faith and not by sight. And I believe that God will begin to bless us today as we begin to call on the name of the Lord, and that our faith begins to rise. Paul says this about faith in 2 Corinthians 4:13. He says, "I believe, therefore I've spoken. And with the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak." He goes on to say in Romans 10:8, it says, "What does it say? The word is nigh thee or near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart." That is the word of faith. And I want to tell my brothers and sisters today that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But let's go to the other scriptures that talk about faith. I want you to join with me. We're going to 2 Kings 4, and we're starting at the 8th verse. And I want to show you this faith in action, because I believe many believers are waiting to see God do something. Let me say that again. I believe that many believers are waiting on God to do something concerning their situation, concerning their circumstances, and concerning the affairs of their life. They're asking God to do something, and they are waiting to see it. Tends to be a problem for the believer. For the Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen." Hallelujah. 2 Kings 4, starting at the 8th verse. We're talking about faith this afternoon. And I believe God's going to stir you. And God's going to begin to move in you like never before. And you're going to begin to see the promises of God fulfilled in your life as you walk by faith and not by sight. So 2 Kings 4, starting at the 8th verse. It says, "One day Elisha went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. She said to her husband, 'I know this man who often comes our way as a holy man of God. Let's make a small room on the roof and put a bed and table and chair and lamp for him. Then he can stay there whenever he comes.'" Again, I'm at 2 Kings 4, and I'm at the starting at the 11th verse. And it says, "One day when Elisha came, he went up to his room and laid down. And he said to his servant Gehazi, 'Call the Shulamite.' So he called her, and she stood before him. And Elisha said to him, 'Tell her, you have gone through all this trouble for us. Now what can be done for you? Can we speak to the king on your behalf or to the commander of the army?' She replied, 'I have a home among my own people.' 'What can be done for her?' Elisha asked." Now, I want to stop there. This man of God wants to see this woman of God blessed. She goes through all this trouble for him. And her heart is turned towards God because she recognized him to be a man of God. And they make an upper room for him. And he stays there. And Elisha is now, his heart wants to bless the woman of God. And he begins to ask her what can be done for you. You will see in this scripture that the woman of God, she's not asking for anything. She says, I live among my own people. She doesn't want anything from the man of God. But the hidden things of her heart begins to be revealed. There is something she wants, something she desires, something she longed for, and she has not yet received it. Maybe she's prayed for it for years. Maybe she sought the Lord for it, but it did not come to pass. And then in the 14th verse, it says, what can be done for her? Elisha asked. Gehazi said, well, she has no son, and her husband is old. And then Elisha said, call her. So he called her, and she stood at the doorway. About this time next year, Elisha said, you will hold a son in your arms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God. This sounds like a good report. Something the woman of God should cleave to. Something that should stir the woman of God to believe. But she's broken. And listen to what she says. She says, no, my Lord. Did you hear that? No, my Lord. She objected. Don't mislead your servant, O man of God. She is in a bitter state in her heart. There's no faith, no confidence, no assurance. The thing she had desired for such a long time, she has come to the place where she can't even believe for it any longer. It's been too hard on her. But the man of God is full of faith, full of assurance, full of confidence in the Lord. The Bible says in Matthew 9:29, according to your faith will be done to you. The Bible speaks of faith in this way in Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says we live by faith and not by sight. And yet this wonderful woman of God has no faith. And she even confronts the man of God and objects to what he said to her about having a child. But I want to show you faith in action. Even though she objected, even though she didn't believe, the man of God was stirred and unmoved by her position. For the Bible says, mislead your servant, O man of God. 17th verse, it says, but the woman became pregnant. And the next year, about the same time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had told her. My God, that's good news. That's good news. Faith works even when there's unbelief from other people. You didn't hear me now. I said faith works even when there's no other faith around. For instance, what if you're believing for something, for someone else, and they have no faith? Will God still do it? Let us point to the scriptures. Romans 3, verse 3 and 4 says, what if someone does not have faith? Will their lack of faith nullify God's faithfulness? It says, not at all. It says, let God be true and every man a liar, as it is written, so that you may be proved right when you speak and prevail when you judge. Can I tell you, men and women of God, that Elisha was proved right when he spoke and he prevailed when he judged? For the Bible says that according to the scriptures, even though this woman rejected, even though there was no faith, she bore a child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe God wants you to have this type of faith, a confidence, an unshakable, unmovable assurance in the Lord. What is it that you need today? The Bible says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you, for everyone that asks receives. And to him who seeks, And to him who knocked, the door shall be open. My brothers and sisters, the woman bore a child. What is it? What is it? What have you been waiting for God for and you have not seen? What is it that you have set aside and say, it can't happen now? I believe God wants to bring a fresh word to you today to tell you that nothing is impossible for him who believes. My brother preached on this the other day, Luke 1:37. For no word from God will ever fail. Did you hear that? What words you say? The words that are mentioned from Genesis to Revelation will not fail. If God says something, all heaven backs it up. And the requirement for the believer is to believe. Have an unshakable, unmovable faith in what God said. Many of us have tended to be in the position of the woman, the Shunammite woman, because we are waiting and we're not sure. But God wants us to be in the place where we know. Faith knows. Full confidence. Full assurance. Listen to what Ephesians 3:20 says. Speaking of God at work in the believer. And it says, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine according to his power at work where? In you. In you. In you. The power of God is generated in you through the Holy Ghost. For Jesus says you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. I believe God wants you to rise up in your faith and begin to proclaim and declare and decree what God has said. Elisha had every right to proclaim a child over this woman of God. His faith permitted him to. Did you hear me now? His faith permitted him to say the things he said, even though she was in a broken state. We should be the same way. Do you know someone is sick? Perhaps they're in a hospital. Perhaps they have an incurable disease, according to the doctor. What if you began to speak words of faith? Words like, by his stripes, you are healed. Words like, I will not die but live. You will not die but live and proclaim what the Lord has done. Words like, he was pierced for your transgressions. The Almighty was crushed for your iniquity. The punishment that will bring you peace was upon him, and by his wounds you are healed. What if you opened wide your mouth and began to declare and decree the word of the Lord? What would happen? I tell you, my brothers, with that type of faith, with that type of confidence, that type of assurance, the hospitals would be cleared out. You say, can you be sure? I'm as sure as the scriptures proclaim it. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, why don't you allow him to ignite a fire in you this afternoon? That you may begin to believe those things that are unseen. For when Elisha spoke to the Shunammite woman, it had nothing to do with her circumstances. It had nothing to do with what she had been through. It had nothing to do with her husband, how old he was. It had nothing to do with anything except what God had already declared. Why don't we do that today, my brothers and sisters? Begin to declare the authority of the word of God. For the Bible speaks about this faith in Hebrews 11:6. And it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Oh, faith never fails, my brother. I know we fail, but faith never fails. And I want to tell you today that according to Romans 12:2, God hath given to every man the measure of faith. Can I tell you this today? You're in an excellent position to receive a miracle. as you look to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father, as you began to call on the name of the Lord and exalt him with your words. You say, what do you mean by that? When Elisha spoke to the Shunammite woman, it was not according to what he felt. It was not according to what he thought. He was operating in the supernatural principle of faith. He said some things contrary to what she thought, contrary to what she felt. And guess what happened, my brothers and sisters? You know the report. You know the report. She bore a son. But let us continue on with this very blessed verse of scripture, because the Bible says she did have a child, and it was to the glory of God, and it was a blessing to her and her husband. And the Bible says, starting at the 18th verse, this is still dealing with faith, my brothers and sisters. In the 18th verse, it says, the child grew. And one day, he went out to his father, who was reaping, who was a reaper. My head, my head, he said to his father. And his father told a servant, carry him to his mother. And after this, And after the servant had lifted him up and carried him to his mother, the boy sat on her lap until noon, and then he died. My God. He passed away. And then the 21st verse, it says, she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. She's thinking some things. She puts her child on the bed of the holy man of God. And then she shut the door and went out. Sounds like faith is rising to me. Sounds like she's believing something contrary to what she's seeing. And the Bible says in the 22nd verse, and she called her husband and said, listen to this now. Please send me one of the servants and a donkey so I can go to the man of God and quickly and return. Why go to him today? He asked. It is not the new moon or the Sabbath day. It's all right, she said. The man is speaking according to the natural, because according to the scriptures, you can only go have that time with the man of God during certain times and seasons. But she's not moved by any of it. Can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, faith is not moved by any of it. It's not moved by the doctor's report. It's not moved by the bill collector knocking at the door. It's not moved by the negative testimony about your children. No, it's not moved. It holds fast to the promise of God. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. The woman of God is not moved. And then the 24th verse, the Bible says she saddled the donkey and said to her servant, lead on, don't slow down for me unless I tell you. So she set out and came to the man of God on Mount Carmel. And when she saw, and when he saw her in a distance, the man of God said to his servant Gehazi, look, there's the Shunammite. Run to meet her and ask her, are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is your children all right? Everything is all right, she said. And when she reached the man of God on the mountain, she took hold of his feet. Gehazi came over and pushed her away. But the man of God said, leave her alone. She is bitter distress, but the Lord has hidden it from me, has not told me why. Can I stop there? The man of God says, the Lord has hidden it from me, has not told me why. I think that's interesting. He doesn't know why and is hidden from him. But you will find as we continue to read the scriptures, he's not moved by it. Maybe some of you have been waiting to hear from God and you haven't heard anything. Maybe things seem perplexing to you and you don't know what's going on. But this man of God, in the midst of these circumstances, in the midst of this tragedy, he's not moved. Oh, there is a confidence that comes by faith. There is an assurance, a tenacity to say all is well. And the Bible says, the woman began to speak. "Did I ask you for a son, my Lord?" she said. "Didn't I tell you, do not raise my hope?" Elisha said to Gehazi, "Tuck in your cloak into your belt. Take my staff in your hand and run. If you meet anyone, don't greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not answer. Lay my staff on the boy's face." Can I say this to you? I said he's not moved. I said the man of God does not move. He heard death has come to the child, the very child that he spoke over and brought life into. And the Bible says that he's not moved. He tells his servant, "Take my staff." Can I confer with you for a moment? This staff must have had power. Would you agree? There was something about this staff, because he would not have sent the staff with his servant Gehazi if it didn't have power. There was something about that staff. It was anointed. And the Bible says that, according to the scripture, Gehazi, he says, I'm sorry, let me start the 29th again. He says, Elisha said to Gehazi, tuck your cloak into your belt, take my staff in your hand and run. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not answer. Lay the staff on the boy's face. But the child's mother said, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So he got up and followed her. 31st verse. It says, Gehazi went on ahead and laid the staff on the boy's face. But there was no sound or response. So Gehazi went back to meet Elisha and told him, "The boy has not awakened." Now, I want to back up for a second, my brothers and sisters. Three things have happened. God has hidden this from Elijah. That's one. God has not told him why. That's two. The staff does not work. Will that dissuade the man of God that walks by faith? By no means. His confidence is not in what he sees. His confidence is in the Lord. You will find that when we walk by faith, it will never be according to the natural order of things. It will never be based off what we see, by what we hear, or by what we feel. You will find this story revealed in the New Testament when in Luke 8, 40 through 56, there's a certain young ruler who has a daughter and she is dying. She is dying. And the Bible says that Jesus hears the report from him. He goes with him, but some men come and tell him, "Why bother the teacher any longer? Your daughter is dead." This is in Luke 8, 40 through 56. Luke 8, 40 through 56. Jesus says, "Don't be afraid. Only believe." Believe what? That the word of God will prevail. Believe what? That Jesus Christ will do exactly what he said he'll do. See, I believe many times we are dissuaded by circumstances and situations, and we are letting these things move us into a place of doubt and unbelief. But God wants to begin to fan the flames of the gift of God that is in you once more. He wants to quicken you again once more, that you would endeavor to believe that nothing will be impossible for you as you believe. We're back at the 32nd verse of 2 Kings 4. 2 Kings 4, 32. And it says, and when he reached the house, this is Elisha. We're back in 2 Kings 4, second verse. And it says, and when Elisha reached the house, there was the boy lying dead on the couch. And he went in, he shut the door on the two of them and prayed to the Lord. The woman was not in the room. Gehazi was not in the room. Just Elisha, just faith in God and a dead child. And the Bible says in the 34th, I'm sorry, the 34th, it says, then he got on the bed and laid upon the boy, mouth to mouth, eye to eye, hand to hand, and he stretched himself out on him, and the boy's body grew warm. Elisha turned away and walked back and forth in the room, and then he got on the bed and stretched out upon him once more, and the boy sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes. And Elisha summoned Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite. And he did. And when she came, he said, take your son. And she came in, fell at his feet, and bowed down to the ground. Then she took her son and went out. Can I tell you guys something? This is an excellent story. This was 2 Kings 4, 8 through 37. There's something wonderful I want to get to you. The Bible says the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons and the daughters of God to be revealed. That is us. That is us. Born of the Spirit, born of the Word, a call to walk by faith and not by sight. If you need prayer for anything, call into us. We want to bless you with the Word of God, and we want to exercise faith that you may abound. We want to see you well. We want to see you blessed. And we want the knowledge and the revelation of Christ to abide within you like never before. Call us at 347-850-1341. If you have any questions about what was preached, call us. Let's talk about the Word. It will benefit all.
We have a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller. Please speak. You have a question or you need prayer? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We have about 3 minutes. So we're gonna just begin to pray for you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what the situation is. But Jesus Christ is the answer. And the Bible says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. And we're going to begin to pray. I want you to come in agreement with me this afternoon. I want to see Jesus do a new work in you. So let's pray. If for sickness, we're going to start off by praying for sickness. So just agree with us, me and Pastor Keir. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said, Lord, that your word will not return to you void, but it would accomplish what you have desired and achieve the purpose for which you have sent it. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, any sick among you, in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Begin to do what you could not do before. Speak forth the word of God and begin to move forward. We rebuke cancer. We rebuke diabetes. We rebuke all sickness that has come against your body, and we command it to leave in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we glorify you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. If there are financial woes, just come in agreement with us today. The Bible says in Proverbs 8:18, with him is riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28:18, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Again and again, the scriptures proclaim that he will bless your finances. So right now, Father, I pray that you will touch the finances of your people. Father, I pray, Lord, as they extend out their faith and trust in you. Father, you began to pour out so much of blessing that there is not room enough for it. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even now, Lord, you are causing the bells to ring in their house, that the mail to come in with finances. Father, that they'll receive calls from people and that your name will be glorified. If it's deliverance for you or your children, just say this with me. Father, I thank you that you have given me the authority to trample the snake and the scorpion and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. I thank you that every demonic attack has to leave right now, according to thy word. And I thank you, Lord, that my weapons are not carnal, but mighty to God for the pulling down of strongholds. I receive deliverance for myself and my family in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you for joining us for this time of fellowship. We praise God for each and every one of you. And we look to join you again in Jesus' name. Amen.